Did you ever walk away from an argument, a discussion, maybe a relationship, and wish you'd said something? Wish you'd thought of the right thing to say at the right moment, or maybe hadn't edited your own honesty? That's the subject of a new book called Things You Would Have Said. We spoke to the author, Jackie Hooper, yesterday. 3 years ago, she started asking people what they wish they'd said to the exes, old friends, former teachers, bosses, or beloved relatives to whom they'd never really spoken their minds.
I think what's clear is that people carry it with them all through these years. Even if you've passed third grade, you've moved on in your life, it's still something in the back of your head. And I think because of that, it starts to negatively impact the relationships that we have now when we might not really know it. And when we're asked this question, it's really interesting to see how much does flood out, how much we do have inside that we don't share, that we need to just get out, let go, so we can really move forward.
And judging by the number of the responses we've gotten from you, you agree with Jackie. Some of the comments you sent us were so compelling, we wanted to get the rest of the story. Here's a good example from Janice Donahue of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. She says, "There have been many times that I wanted to thank people or let them know that I think highly of them, and I haven't done it. Many of those people are gone now or the moment has passed." So we called her to find out more.
Probably the one that comes back to me most frequently throughout my life was when I was a young woman right out of high school. I became pregnant, and I know I had disappointed my family, and it was a difficult time because my father was also diagnosed with cancer around the same time. And my best friend's mother took me shopping one day, and we went to a maternity store, and I knew she wanted to buy me a shirt or something, but she ended up buying me what would be my whole maternity wardrobe, even though I, you know, protested and didn't want her to do all of that. And I thanked her at the time, but as I got older, I thought about it so often, and I thought about what a kind and generous thing it had been, and I always wanted to go back and tell her how much it really meant to me that she showed me that kindness, and I never did. And she passed away. So it's been, you know, almost 30 years, and I still think of that often and wish that I had thanked her and let her know how much it meant to me.
Listener Raleigh Maines in Nashville, Tennessee, wrote to us on Facebook about what he wishes he'd said. He says, "To my college piano professor, in answer to his comment that I would never become a pianist, watch me. In spite of his amazingly bad judgment, I became a professional pianist and have been for years." So we called Raleigh yesterday to say congratulations, and also here's what he told us.
Somewhere in about 1980, my teacher told me that I would never be a pianist, and it was pretty devastating. I mean, it took a long time for me to get over it. And then I sort of realized much, much later, and I'm talking probably 20 years later, that what he might have meant was that I would never be a concert pianist, but as a teacher, he wasn't able to tell me that, well, by the way, there's a lot of other ways you can make a living as a pianist, which is sort of how I ended up. And so I do everything from accompanying and playing kind of legitimate music to recording pop music to music directing and composing and arranging. So I make a pretty decent living as a composer and a pianist. And I live in Nashville, and there's no shortage of great pianists here, but I bring my own sort of interpretation to it. It took me a while to see that it wasn't just about what box was that I would never be in. I sort of realized that I could create my own box, or I could do a bunch of different things that played to those strengths and make a pretty decent living at it.
Here's listener Mallory Sizer's story that she texted to us at 69866. I was treated very badly by my third grade teacher. She told me I was stupid. I'd like to say I'm not stupid. I just learned differently. And when I found a good teacher, I got straight A's. So we got the rest of that story from Mallory.
When I was in the third grade, my homeroom teacher, Ms. Hagberg was actually her name, she was really mean, and she always sort of made me feel like I felt picked on in class, and she called me stupid. I was really affected by it and had a hard time, you know, feeling okay in her homeroom. And then it sort of escalated throughout the year. I got often sent to the principal by her. Right before the end of the school year, the school actually informed my parents that I was going to be held back. By the time I finished eighth grade, from my original homeroom class, they had, out of a class of 30, held back over 8 students. And what we discovered when I was held back was that I actually, not necessarily like a learning disability, but I'm more of a tactile learner. And my teacher never took the time to teach to my needs. You know, it was read the book and retain the information and move on. And if I could, I'd go back and say, do you feel like you did your job well? Like, do you realize that what you said impacted me and completely changed my self-esteem? I mean, I went through the rest of the third and fourth grade absolutely convinced that I was stupid. I went to college and I got straight A's. I mean, straight A's. So it bothers me to this day that she just really had it in for me. And I mean, I wasn't the only one, but it was like all the students in the class who didn't learn the way she was teaching, she treated us differently.
So what is it you wish you would have said? Can you still say it today? Does it help? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you want to get a jump on conversations like this one, you can join our listener response network. Just sign up to receive our texts. You'll get one a day featuring the question from the next day's show. So text the word START to 69866.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.